For 27 years, Coastwalk, the small but influential Sebastopol-based nonprofit, has been promoting firsthand experiences along the Pacific Coast, primarily through a series of summer hikes that traverse almost all of California's 1,200 miles of shoreline. Recently, they've begun to roll out a new supplement to some of those outings, downloadable podcasts that explain the history and significance of key sites. Coastwalk Executive Director Una Glass says that's been the result of a simple question that occurred to her one morning.
Wouldn't it be really cool if you could go out on a hike and have a virtual docent with you? What if you could just go out there and have somebody explain the geography, the history, the ecosystems, the kind of plants you're looking at, et cetera? That's the concept, a big outdoor museum. You can walk the entire coastal trail and have somebody tell you what you're looking at.
But Glass also wanted those recordings to be more than a static recitation on a computer.
I have listened to some podcasts that the State Parks Foundation did, but theirs are more oriented to listening to them from your computer or in an office. Our podcasts were designed to be downloaded and taken with you out on the trail. It's not just a flat interview with somebody. We have some custom music that was developed by Mickey Hart for us, which really adds a lot to the feel of the podcast. There's a lot of sound in the background.
After rounding up the funding to write, record, and produce two demonstration projects, Coastwalk also needed to choose a pair of notable sites to talk about. It was an easy decision, Glass says, to begin close to home, which they did in more ways than one.
We decided that it would be a good idea to start our spot with Bill Cordham, who was the founder of Coastwalk, our organization, and really about a subject that was sort of the catalyst for the whole coastal movement in California way back when. So that first spot is at Bodega Head, and the subject matter is the hole in the head.
To think that a nuclear power plant was to be built right at the end of Bodega Head, and to have a so-called switchyard for the electrical poles at the top of the head so you could see it for miles, with power poles marching down Doran Park with sagging electrical lines, would change the whole scene at Bodega Harbor.
The full podcast with Bill Cordham runs a bit over 11 minutes, and you obviously don't need to be there to appreciate the listening experience. The second one is designed to be heard while at or observing the Point Reyes Lighthouse. It talks about the ocean currents that make that section of the coast such a rich fishing ground. Additional podcasts will focus on other parts of the state and will be created and added to the Coastwalk website as soon as further funding for the project is secured. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.